Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
Karen Kovacic has made a gorgeous, multi-layered music I want to listen to again and again and again. Maggie Anderson. Associate Professor of English and Director of Creative Writing at IUPUI, Karen Kovacic is the recipient of a number of awards and fellowships and a Fulbright research grant to Poland, which yielded the poems I'm reading today on the Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Versions of Irena, for my aunt who grew up near Auschwitz. Chronology. When she was 5, her great delight was gooseberry juice. At 7, she experienced the strangeness of books. When she was 10, her beloved uncle expired at the table. At 11, she refused to leave the coal stove in the corner. By 12, she had forgotten her uncle's bloody cough. At 13, she chewed poppy leaves and hallucinated music. When she turned 14, her dress grew tight in the bodice. At 15, she scrubbed the parlour of a short Nazi sergeant, and the night smelled of cognac and smoke. At 20, her mind declared war on her body. For years, local doctors have regarded her case with gravity. 1943. She could smell them burning, their forgotten valises in a corner of the yard, along with topcoats and short pants, sheet music, maps with foreign bodies of water, a book of French pictures. She hid the brittle pages in her coat. Midnight was the hour of gravity when the sergeant swung the bell on his table. He wanted his heart's delight, something milky to help him sleep, warmed cognac to dull his dreams. Nights, she smelled them burning. 1986. Having lost her uterus at 25, she feels the effects of gravity, her lumpy body without music or delight. She walks plates of white bacon from the table to the sink and rinses the grease in cool suds. Behind her sits the American niece with a short book of Polish phrases. The girl hardly ate her supper and only sweetened her tea with one sugar. Time to slide the feather bed into the starched cover and make up the girl's couch in the corner. She wishes her niece untroubled dreams. What we've forgotten, she says, will not harm us, and only sleep can take the war out of night. Warsaw Architect. For Witek Gabrys. Let there be modernism, he says, and in the radiant flat world arising on his square of Bristol, a cube shimmers. Then balconies appear, and freshly waxed floors, and kitchens still innocent of grease and smoke. Will he add some tall cones of cedar, or a brush tip of poplar? Anything is possible beneath the thin gouache sky. His own apartment is a wreck of central planning, low ceilings, cracked tile, the orange linoleum of some 70s utopia. Exposed wires dangle in the hall. The lift reeks of garbage. A Freudian billboard obscures the house number with praise for a cigarette both strong and hard. How does he move between these realms? What passport of intellect or spirit allows him to forsake parabola and grid for this corridor weeping with onions? On his screen, Warsaw appears flat as paper, a page erased by fire, before granite dreams of coal miners holding up the world. Outside a cold rain, chimneys and pavement the colour of tea, women hauling in stockings from the balconies. I love the hand's provisional flourish before the first line, when anything can emerge, even this Austrian market with suburban shoppers, even this high-rise of breakfast flakes, this Danube of soda. You've been listening to poetry by Karen Kovacic on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.
So Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.